On Wednesday, October 4th, the City of Nelson, in partnership with Food Cycle Science, officially launched their pre-treated organics program with an event at Prestige Lakeside Resort. The Fairview neighborhood was selected as the pilot area for this program, which provides households with a food cycler, an in-home appliance that diverts household food waste at the source. The food cycler is an innovative device that efficiently and quietly transforms food waste into a nutrient-rich soil amendment. There were several speakers at the event representing different organizations from local government to the RDCK to even a member of the Food Cycle Science team. Mayor Janice Morrison led off saying this program marks a new period for Nelson's waste management strategies. It's the first time the city has had an organics program in place.
This program represents a significant step forward in our commitment to addressing environmental challenges we face today. We are embarking on a process that will not only make a tangible difference in the health of our city, but set an example for communities across Canada and beyond. Nelson, until now, has not had an organics program in place as part of our waste management practices. In recognizing this gap, we, as a city, set out on a journey to explore innovative solutions that can make a real difference. We are pioneering a new way of thinking about waste management, one that puts the power in the hands of our community members. The impact of this program on our city marks a significant milestone in our journey towards a healthier and more sustainable environment. It aligns perfectly with the aspirations set out in our Nelson Next Climate Plan, a plan that builds on Nelson's strong foundation of environmental leadership and reaffirms our commitment to a more sustainable future.
One person who wasn't able to attend the event was the Member of Parliament for Kootenay Columbia, Rob Morrison. The host of the event, Mike Funergy, read this statement on Morrison's behalf.
Thank you to the City of Nelson for the invite. My apologies for not being able to attend this launch event. What a fantastic way to reuse our waste and reduce our footprint through the innovation of food cycle science. I was quite impressed to hear about the pre-treated organics program and the food cycler. Such a great honor to have Nelson kick off the project, and I look forward to receiving updates on the results as they progress.
Next to speak at the event was Anna Bunshu. She was there representing local MLA Brittany Anderson. Bunshu emphasized the ecological importance of the pre-treated organics program.
By diverting food waste from the landfill, we can reduce harmful GHGs associated with it. Did you know that organic waste currently takes up about 40% of materials in our landfills? As this waste decomposes in the landfill, it releases significant amounts of methane, contributing to climate change and global warming. At the recent opening of the Salmo compost facility, we witnessed the incredible potential of this program. The organic waste is transformed into compost, which then can be used in our region to enrich the soil. This circular process contributes to a sustainable future and also extends the lifespan of our landfills. By successfully diverting organic waste to the composting facility, the staff there spoke of the potential of extending the Utashenya landfill from a lifespan of 25 years to potentially up to 80 years.
Following Anna Bunshu was Emily Mask, the climate programs coordinator with the City of Nelson. She emphasized how crucial Nelson residents are to the success of the program.
Today we have successfully delivered 700 units to our residents, and 300 of which are in our pilot neighborhoods. Education and awareness is a cornerstone of our program. We're committed to empowering our residents with the knowledge to divert organic waste in their own households, and so that they are proud to do so. We believe a community that is well-informed can make a significant impact. We're learning together, and like we say, your participation really does matter. Your feedback, your questions, and every idea that you've ever thrown at us all contributes to a positive change, and it will all be invaluable to creating this first-of-its-kind program and continually improve and move forward to the ultimate goal of diverting organics from the landfill.
In order to change the way we manage waste, it takes more than just an appliance like a food cycler. As we've learned throughout this story, you need commitment from local government, residents to get on board, and of course, new technologies. Jessica Taylor is the Municipal Programs Manager for the Food Cycle Science Corporation. She spoke to the necessity of collaboration in achieving waste management goals.
This program is a testament to collaboration between local government, environmentally conscious businesses, and engaged citizens. Together, we're challenging status quo, breaking barriers, creating solutions, and making a real difference. The City of Nelson was our company's very first municipal partner back in 2020 when the initial pilot program kicked off here. This pilot and partnership was a catalyst for what is now known as Food Cycle Sciences Municipal Solutions Division. We're a growing team, and together we support food cycle programs in over 100 municipalities across eight provinces, two territories, and three states. And we wouldn't be where we are today without Nelson's willingness to take a chance on an innovative solution to the issue of food waste.
While the food cycler does turn organic waste into a useful soil amendment for households, not all of it will be used at home. There are drop-off points in the City of Nelson to pick it up and transport it to the new composting facility in Salmo. Gary Jackman from the Regional District of Central Kootenay spoke of how the RDCK is working alongside the City of Nelson in processing the excess waste from the Food Cycler program.
At the Regional District, we do not anticipate that all of the pre-treated material will end up landing somewhere in your backyards. So we do look forward to working with the City of Nelson to manage residual organic material, which makes its way to our composting facility after the pre-treatment. We recognize Nelson is taking an innovative approach, unique at its scale across Canada. And we definitely need to look at this and other innovations to solve the global waste problems. We cannot continue to just discard what we no longer value and pile dirt on top of it.
The final speaker at the pre-treated organics event was Tracy Punchard from Selkirk College. The college has been using an industrial-sized food cycler in their culinary program for the last year. She spoke to how impactful the food cycler has been.
With support from the City of Nelson at Selkirk College, we integrated an industrial-sized food cycler into our Mary Hall kitchens on our 10th Street campus here in Nelson last summer. We have students training in our culinary management program all year long. We don't stop during the summer. So on any given day, there are 30 students all processing food, creating meals, and generating organic waste. When I asked Dave about the impact of the food cycler, he said the changes have been dramatic. In just 1 year, we diverted 10,815 liters of organic waste, or more than 10,000 pounds from ending up in the landfill.
This is just the beginning for the pre-treated organics program in Nelson. Along with the new composting facility in Salmo, it's clear the Kootenays are taking significant steps in waste management. If you want to learn more about the program, visit nelson.ca/organics.